For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's. I feel like it's like a couple seconds you think about it, like, man, this is 4 off days are going to be nice. But then I remind myself how important every game is, and we can't let one game up, especially how important it's going to be towards the end of the season when it's either a wild card or not a wild card or a playoff contest. Like, it's just like every game matters. Every at-bat matters. Every pitch matters. And I constantly remind myself that today is what matters. And obviously, once the game's over, then it's like, okay, like, get a little, hit a little reset button, relax a little bit, enjoy family, and then it's back to work.
For us, it's almost felt like these next last couple of weeks leading into the trade deadline almost feel like a mini pennant race, just because it seems like that's how the second half of the season could be defined. Do you guys look at it that way at all, knowing that the trade deadline is coming at the end of the month, that these games will dictate potentially what the front office decides to do?
I feel like it's hard not to look at it, but then again, like, I'm just so focused on what I got to do. I'm 100% sure the way that our team is playing right now, we're so focused on what we're doing, the games. Like, we're not focused on the outside noise, what the media is saying, trade deadline. I haven't been, like, really, like, thinking about that. I'm just, like, thinking about who we got to face. Germán Márquez, got to play good defense, got to play a good game of baseball, can get a easy win. It's not going to be an easy win. Just so focused on that.
I want to ask you about impacting the baseball, because what we've seen from you over the last 2 months now is just how incredibly hard the ball is coming off your bat. Is that a testament to the off-season work? Is it a testament to just getting a chance to play every single day? What can you attribute to that kind of success?
I feel like, obviously, nobody really appreciates your minor league numbers, because all people care about is what you do in the major league level. But I think my minor league numbers, I've always had 95 plus exit velocity on average every single year. So it was just like getting the consistency of being up here and showing what I got. And I'm getting to a point where I'm getting comfortable, like, in my own skin. I feel like when you come up to the major league level, it's just so intense with so much stuff going on, especially in New York, that you're, like, not even, like, comfortable in your own skin. And it's hard when you're not comfortable to perform at this level. And I feel like little by little, I'm not saying I'm fully me yet, but, like, it's a process. And I'm learning patience is so important in this game and in life, that I'm just patient with whatever's coming my way.
Well, Mark, appreciate your time as always. Good luck today. Enjoy the break as well.
Thank you.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.